This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in back to Gwen and Chris. Happy half hour here. Before we get to Thursday night NFL football, 49ers and Seahawks. Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3. The Fan update from Detroit. Sacrifice fly, Trey Sweeney. Guardians won, Tigers won. Cleveland batting in the top of the third inning. Yankees and Royals play a little bit later. Scraby had a little business to take care of before we get to today's Chris versus the Fans.
Yes, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, Buffalo Wild Wings is kicking off football season with two limited-time sauces. Try their new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan-favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. Now, I'm not going to say what we played on the station. It's not bad or anything, but the chat knows what I'm talking about, and it was a mistake. And so it's not going to happen again. I let the bosses know we're going to be okay, everybody. I'll tell you later, Chris, what happened. But
yeah, I wasn't paying attention, which is not really an upset.
I know.
All right, let's move on then quickly here. Here's something that we should mention.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sammy Lev just updated me with Dave Roberts' pitching plan for tomorrow.
Let me have it.
So he doesn't have it finalized,
okay.
But Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he imagines, will be a part of it.
Great.
I knew you would love that.
I love when you tell me something and honestly don't tell me a thing.
It doesn't tell me. Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto could pitch the fourth inning, for all I know. I don't know what Dave Roberts is going to do. So there's no starter been announced by the Dodgers yet.
Not yet.
That's great. One thing that's not great is what's going on down in Florida this week.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Milton has been ravaging the state of Florida. I know I have some friends who live down in Lakeland, Florida. And 90 to 100 mile per hour winds.
Whoa.
They left their home, staying in a hotel. And that's got to be nerve wracking in and of itself to then go back to your home to see what it,
what's there.
Looks like. You know, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, Scraby, but the roof of the Tropicana Dome where the Rays play baseball basically ripped off completely. From this hurricane. Have
it's
you
gone.
Seen the pictures?
Yeah, I have.
It's not there.
Which, by the way, they have a drone shot of it. How does it... This is where my weird brain goes. But how does a drone stay in the air with all that wind? Like, it wasn't even, like, moving like it was windy anyway. I did see the drone shot, and it was scary.
I mean, you can just look right through the roof and see the field, because there is no roof any longer. The Rays and their organization and people from the Trop, which is the nickname of that dome, say it's going to be weeks and weeks before they can even assess the damage and figure out, where to go from
there. I can't
even
imagine where you go from there.
So,
especially with all the other cleanup that's happening.
Right. As far as the NFL is concerned, the Dolphins are off this week. The Buccaneers are on the road, I believe.
Yes, they are.
But that's, to me, is, far less important than what's happening down there in Florida. And we just hope that somehow everybody's able to stay safe.
Yeah.
As Hurricane Milton did its damage.
Very much so.
All right. Chris vs. the Fans is coming up here. We haven't played in a little while. Let me get the... I don't see... Oh, here we are. You can win a pair of tickets to Sublime. You know that great band, Sublime.
Oh, I'm going to play some music right now.
Know everything about these guys.
I'm going to play some music
Rome is the singer now. It's coming up at Gallagher Square on November the 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Yeah, go ahead and play me a Sublime song that I should know, Scrib.
This one you should definitely
really?
Know.
You think I'll know? Okay,
yes.
Let's see.
Early in the morning, rising to the
oh,
street.
Wow. I love these guys.
You know this song.
I do.
Okay. Are you being facetious?
I know the song, but it's one that I would probably turn the channel if I heard. I don't love it. I know it, though. That does anything for you. Sorry, I'm not a fan of that song. I don't think it's that great.
All right, fine. That's a crazy take that we just heard from Crisello. But...
yes, it is. Let's start the game.
All right.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. One more rule. If you are a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today.
I think the last time we played we played Tuesday at Baja Ricks. Our friend Ron.
Oh, yeah.
Ron or Rod?
Rod.
Yeah, he took it down. And the people that were there that were waiting to play kept yelling the answers to him. And I was like,
you're never going to play if you're yelling
you're
the
ruining
answers.
Your chance to play.
Yes.
But Rod was able to come out victorious. Well
he
done.
Was, and he won the tickets to Sublime with Rome. So let's see
early
who else.
In the morning. Okay.
Rise into
yeah,
the
I got you.
Strap me on. Okay. Light me up that. Never mind. Let's go to first caller, longest holder, EC Money. Hello,
hey.
Sir.
Oh, EC Money.
Hey, let's go. Let's go, Scravy.
What's up,
how's it going, Chris?
Good, good, sir. Good to talk to you.
EC Money is a good player. Here we go.
Yeah.
What is the term for a game in which a goaltender does not allow any goals?
Clean sheet.
Clean sheet. I got to give him that because you didn't say whether it was
right.
Hockey or soccer. Hockey would be more probably just a shutout, but in soccer, it's certainly a clean sheet.
Okay,
that's
well,
a clean
you're right.
Sheet.
I didn't
he's
say
right.
Which sport. So
you didn't. No, he's right.
On.
Easy Money woos on.
All right.
I'm the final.
Chris, you're the man.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer.
Here we go. Question number two. Who hit the first home run of the season for the Padres?
Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh, that's a good question, Scravy.
Thank you.
The
let's
very
with,
this is a two, only a two pointer.
Yeah, let's go with.
It's not even
Profar.
A three pointer.
Jurickson Profar.
Profar hit the first home run of the season.
Stay right there.
I mean, I don't even remember. Oh, they were in. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
They were in Korea. They were in Korea. But who hit the home run first? I can't remember. Bogarts. It's my guess. I don't know.
Wow. Oh, okay. Easy Money's still there. Manny Machado.
Manny did, huh?
Even with her elbow and all.
Was it the first or second game in Korea, or was it in Korea?
Did it was hit? In Korea. I think okay. It might have been the second game. That
second
game was
game.
Crazy. It was like 15 to 11 or something.
That's
like
right.
That.
Yeah. I do now kind of remember it. All right. Very good, Easy Money. You're on to round three here.
Here we go. Question number three. Who was the first overall pick in the 2003 NBA draft?
2003?
Yes.
Why would that matter?
I don't know, because that was the year I graduated high school.
Ah.
That's actually why I picked it.
Why would anybody know this?
Yeah, I'm going to defer that to Chris.
He's going to defer.
I think that's a pretty good guess. A pretty good idea.
Defer.
LeBron been playing 21 years? I think so. I'm going to try him. LeBron James. Oh,
sorry,
sorry, easy money. I snuck that out of nowhere.
Yes, you did.
Apologies to you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I don't normally. Well, draft questions are not my strength.
No,
but I was trying to think why you would ask that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the only guy that's still playing.
Yeah.
So.
True. All right. Let's go to Richard in Paradise Hills. Hello, sir.
I'm not going for it. That LeBron question should have been a question number one.
I agree.
Whoa, Richard,
I agree with
Richard's
you.
Richard's a basketball guy.
Yes, basketball guy. I agree with you.
Give him some more basketball.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Don't give Richard any football. He doesn't like football that much. He likes basketball.
I know he doesn't, but the questions are on the list, Chris.
All right. Turn your radio down, please,
yes,
Richard.
Yes, please, Richard. Let's see. The first question. Okay, I'll make it a basketball one. I'll make it really easy. What color is an NBA basketball?
Orange.
Orange is correct. Chris,
red,
is
white,
like,
and blue.
No, that's an ABA.
The old ABA
basketball.
Ball. You're right about that.
All right, question number two.
Everybody in my era growing up had to have an ABA basketball, though.
I think it I was have one kinda, up too.
You have one, too. Yeah. It's the coolest thing to have when you're a kid.
All right, question number two. What is the name of the competition where athletes compete in 10 track and field events?
It's a fair question.
Well, I'm sorry, one more time.
What is the name of the competition where athletes compete in 10 track and field events?
Decathlon?
Decathlon is correct.
He
nice
got
job.
It. Question number three, name all 10 events.
No,
that's not it.
I'll go ahead and defer to Chris.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. All right, here we go. Question.
For the win. Richard, have you ever won this game before?
Yes.
I have, but it was years ago.
Years ago. Okay, I know you've been playing for a while. Okay,
question
good.
Question number three. When Josh Bell and Trent Grisham hit their home runs in the 2022 Game 1 Wild Card Game 1, who was pitching for the Mets?
Max Scherzer. I don't know. I don't watch baseball.
Well, you should, because you are correct!
You got it!
Wow!
You got it, Richard. Beautiful job.
Stay right there.
Beautiful job. Max Scherzer was indeed on the mound in Game 1 that year. I do remember that.
Yes, and guess what? He didn't do anything.
He didn't have a very good game. Right, you're right. All right, good job, Richard.
Stay
on the line. You've now won again, Richard. Your drought is over in Chris versus the fans. Good job. Three innings in the books in that Cleveland-Detroit game. Game four of the wild card series tied at one. Yankees, Kansas City, game four later tonight. That's actually 5:08, so about an hour from now they'll start that game.
I got an update from Sammy.
Even more non-news about the Dodger pitching?
Robert says they're still, quote-unquote, talking through how Yamamoto would be a part of it.
Yeah, whatever.
He's just he.
I mean, can I swear? Do you
no.
mind?
Gosh,
Dave
no.
Roberts is full of
bleep.
Exactly.
Of course,
he just is. He knows what they're doing. Are you kidding me? What do you think he thought of all last night after the game?
His life flashing before his eyes.
You know, I mean, he's thinking about who he's going to pitch and what he's going to do in Game 5. That's all. It's got to be the number one thing on his mind. And then he comes to a press conference, you know, 16 hours later, says, well, I'm kind of still thinking about it. Get out of here. Liar.
They know exactly who they're going with.
Dave Roberts is testing my patience. Because you know how much I say I like the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue to say it because I've had an occasion to spend a little time with him. And I really like him, but he's bugging me right now.
Well, he really tried. The whole thing with the ball being thrown at him was ridiculous. And it really has gone away faster than it even
because
made
it was
news.
It shouldn't have been anything to begin with.
Well, Ken Rosenthal wrote the article, which also blew it up, and then blah blah blah.
Fair point.
There we go.
Yeah. Ken Rosenthal, another guy. It's hard to have respect for Ken Rosenthal now. I don't mind that he had an opinion.
Yeah.
But that's not the time to have it.
No.
When you're trying to cover a series like this.
No.
Your judgment is awful. And I don't disagree with you, Scraby, that Fox should replace him. I think it's fair to put the Padres in an uncomfortable position of having to ask him to leave.
And real talk, it's not good for their broadcast. because they need both sides.
And they should have both sides. I mean, hopefully Manny hits a three-run homer in the fourth inning tomorrow. And you know, I guarantee he's not going to go talk to Ken Rosenthal after it.
Nope. No, that's done. That bridge is sailed.
Bridge is burned.
No, that ship has sailed.
Tony has sailed for a little bit.
Yes.
We have our NFL pick segment coming up, though, next. I must say, as we get ready for it, Tony is crushing me in the NFL pick. So I need to make a comeback and need to make a comeback soon. We will see if that happens when we return after traffic on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Good job by our guy Richard there. And we didn't hand it to him, Scrape. He got it on that last one.
He
Max Scherzer. Good job. So he'll go to see that fine band, Sublime.
Will you stop?
With Rome.
There's so many people that love Sublime, and you're just disrespecting
them. Poking
all of
fun
them.
In any way, shape, or form. I called them a fine band.
That just sounds like a
backhanded backward, compliment
exactly.
of some sort.
Exactly.
All right. We got, obviously, Dodgers, Padres, day off today. We had Mike Shildt on earlier, and we asked him a bunch of questions. He almost answered a couple of mine. he's a tough nut to crack.
He's not going to give anything away.
That's what I mean.
The day before
that's what I say. It's a tough nut to crack. You're not going to get any real info. But if you want to hear what Mike Shildt had to say ahead of game number 5 tomorrow, you can go back and listen anytime you like at 97.3 The Fan SD or download the Odyssey app.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Scraby and I will be on at our regular time, 2 o'clock. Tony will join us throughout that show tomorrow prior to game 5. And then when the Padres win tomorrow night, keeping our fingers crossed here, of course, Scraby and I are going to do a special show on Saturday from 1 to 3.
That's right.
So we got to let people know about that because people are not used to listening to us on the weekend.
No, and if we're here on Saturday, Chris.
That's good.
That's
going to be good.
I will work on a Saturday if the Padres are in the NLCS.
And keep in mind that game 1 of the NLCS has now been scheduled by Major League Baseball 5:15 this Sunday night. And hopefully at Petco Park. The Mets, of course, will be the visitors. Game 2 of the NLCS will be Monday afternoon at 1:08. Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's the schedule for the first two games in San Diego, you know, should they be needed. I think before we get to our NFL picks, you got it. Well, no, we don't have time. Let's get to our NFL picks.
Okay.
We only have 2 minutes left.
I know.
Let me just say
it. This is my fault.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Here we go.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got this. Okay. Here we go.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
I gotta say, only one of us has been stressing so far this season, and that's been me. Because my picks have not been good. Tony's been great. And in our point scoring system, he leads 33-19. That is a big margin.
He seems to do well with this.
He's really good at picking the upset picks. So pay close attention to his upset pick this week. It's been coming through. In the meantime, for 3 points this week, I picked the Eagles over the disaster that is the Cleveland Browns. For 2 points this week, Green Bay at home over Arizona. And for 1 point, I'm counting on your Niners tonight at Seattle.
Charvarius Ward is out, so.
Oh, well, it's too late to change.
There goes DK Metcalf with a big game.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. For Tony's 3-point pick this week, Houston Texans at New England.
H-Town.
He said that. H-Town. Baltimore at home this weekend. I hate to say, I don't remember who they're playing now.
The Ravens? Neither do I.
Yeah, but don't worry. He picked them as his 2-point pick. And Atlanta at Carolina was his 1-point pick, picking against Carolina. My upset pick is the Patriots. I need to pick up some ground. They're 7-point underdogs. I would definitely like the Patriots to maybe catch the Texans napping, but I am worried with Drake May, rookie, making his debut.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but I got to try it. And then he's going with Arizona. For a second consecutive week, he picked Arizona last week to upset San Francisco. He got that, and now he's going with Arizona, 5 points to upset Green Bay. There are our picks. We'll revisit those, but hopefully Monday we won't have a whole lot of time to talk about them.
Yes.
Because we'll be busy doing other things.
Absolutely will.
All right, we're out of here. Thursday Night Football is next.
Here we go, Niners.
I was waiting for that. Ooh, waiting for a little something
bang,
like that.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Yeah, haven't heard that all year.
I can't play it until later
in the
season.
Not when they're 2-3.
Yeah, no.
Don't hear that too much, not yet.
No.
All right, enjoy that game. Tomorrow we're here at 2 o'clock. We'll start getting you ready for the big one, Game 5. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. For Tony up at Dodger Stadium, Chris and Scraby, good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.